Now, both the government and the opposition party agree that state schools are not good enough. And the opposition is coming up with some new proposals of their own to improve them. But is their approach really all that different from the government's? Today we have Theresa May, the Shadow Education Secretary from the opposition, with us on the radio show. Good afternoon, Theresa.
Good afternoon.
Can I remind you of what John Major said only a few years ago when he was Prime Minister? He said, we should give people opportunity and choice. We don't mean some people. I mean everyone. Opportunity for all. Well, that is precisely what the present government is saying. Opportunity for all.
The hallmark of this government is that what they say and what they actually do is always different. And that's no different in education. What we see from the present government is that they may talk about opportunity for all, they may talk about choice, but actually they are cutting opportunity and reducing choice. And what I think is most damaging is that actually they are giving a message. Don't bother. If you're from a state school, there are barriers to be put in your place. But this is far from the truth. Universities have been doing a very great deal to encourage state school pupils to apply. The point is that we still haven't got enough state school pupils applying to our leading universities.
But your government had 18 years to get more of them into Oxbridge.
And indeed, we increased the number of young people in this country going to university from 1 in 8 to 1 in 3. The number of state pupils being accepted by Oxford and Cambridge and other leading universities, the proportion of state pupils has actually increased. But there is a problem in many of our secondary schools, of expectations, and it's the present government that has been leveling down expectations rather than raising them.